Y'all asked for it. I'm bringing it to you. Welcome to the home of original sports perspective. From our couch to yours. I'm your host, Jermaine Lockin, and thanks for tuning in to the Couch Rider Report podcast. Today, we're talking New York Jets and their decisions heading up to the NFL draft. They got to be interviewing pass rushers right now because 39 sacks on the season sounds like a good number, but you don't have a key pass rusher, especially with Calvin Pace getting old. I'll be honest, 35 is not where I want to be at when I'm trying to build a team as far as getting younger in the pass rush sense of mind. So, like I said, with their top pass rusher being their inside linebacker, David Harris, I know that they want to give the other pass rusher there some help. So, they need to go ahead and look to Virginia Tech's Daddy Nicholas. No, I'm not calling you daddy because no grown man should call another grown man daddy. Anyway, moving on. Daddy is a dancer. This guy's got quick feet. He's got good hips, good speed. I like him. I like him a lot because he just doesn't sit there once contact is had. He continues to dance and he continues to use his hips and his athleticism to move his way past the daggone lineman to get to the QB. He's no one-trick pony. At 6'3", 228 pounds, this grown man can use his hands. He can use his hands, and even though the guards had bad technique that he was going up against, you know, he has some power, but he can also put his feet in the dirt. I mean, excuse me, his hands in the dirt, and he can stand up. I saw him a couple of times being able to dip that shoulder to get around those tall linemen. I also saw him using his hands to make sure that he didn't get stuck on the lineman. Like I said, he's got a couple of tricks in his pocket. I like him a lot, and I think New York can use this guy. Of course, with every good thing, there comes the bad. So, as far as knocks on this young man, I feel like he needs to eat. Bulk up, get in the weight room, eat some sandwiches. I feel like if he doesn't, he's going to get ate up at the next level because he's 85 pounds less than the average tackle in the league. Because, I mean, the average tackle is, what, 315 pounds, running anywhere from, you know, 6'6" to probably like 6'9". And, I mean, these are the big boys you got to go up against every day. And at 228 pounds, it's not going to cut it. Yeah, you got speed, you got athleticism, but you need to go ahead and hit the weight room, buddy. Eat a sandwich before you go to sleep. Those are the things you need to work on. Also, you need to work on your pass drop and coverage. I didn't see much on the tape there showing that you had decent pass coverage skills. Yes, you can blitz quarterback all day. I have full faith that the New York Jets are getting a talent right there in that category. But you got to be the full package, and this is why you're not in the first round. So work on your pass coverage. Work on your drop skills. And you're going to have a good coach to work on that with you if you happen to get picked up by the New York Jets, because Mark Collins is not a guy who's just going to go sleeping on a job and let his linebackers suffer. I love the matchup with Daddy. Like I said, grown man, not calling you daddy. Daddy and New York, because Virginia Tech style of D is so aggressive. And the same thing with New York. And maybe that's because Rex Ryan just left there, but I'm just saying they have an aggressive mentality to where everybody is getting in on this daggone blitz. Everybody's getting sacks. That's why they had 39 last year, because everybody got sacks. Everybody got sacks there. So, and that's because of the mentality of Casey Rogers and Todd Bowles. Is it Todd Bowles? I don't know. Pronunciation, whatever. Anywho, this guy fits right into this system, because they're doing stunts. They're doing different types of blitzes. You're not going to really see where the pass rush is coming from if you're an offense. And this guy will fit in perfectly with this system here. He's not going to be expected to do too much. So he can be a plug and play on day one, as long as you have decent linebackers to switch out with him on third down. On other passing downs. Maybe he can actually still put his head in the dirt, be a little bit more of a defensive end. He is going to fit in well with this system. So look for the Jets to bring in this young, hungry lightweight in the fifth or sixth round. He may not be the early round material for most guys, but once he gets in the weight room and finds that solid linebacker coach and Mark Collins to teach him pass coverage, New York might just have a late round steal. This is Original Sports Perspective. From our couch to yours. Thanks for listening to the Couch Rider Report podcast. This is your host, Jermaine Lockett, and I'm out.